All right, good morning. There's some more we'll be rolling in here as we get at 9:30. But we're excited to have Caring Network, or formerly CareNet, as the says up there, that we've had a joy of partnering with. We thank Wendy for always doing a great job at connecting us with this ministry. And we'll be starting our baby bottle drive today, a Sanctity of Life Sunday. So that's one of the reasons we have this special guest today. Tracy is here to represent Caring Network and to share about the ministry and what God has been doing through it. So let's give her our ear and let's pray before we begin. Father, thank you so much for this new day and your mercies that are new with every morning. We do lift up the unborn in this country. We ask, Lord, that you would cause your justice to prevail and that you would save many lives through this ministry. We thank you for Caring Network. We ask that you would use them and bless their ministry, and that many would be touched, that their lives would be marked by this ministry. And we ask that you would bless this time, and you would encourage our hearts and give us your grace and wisdom in how we can be your hands and feet in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. How are you today? Thank you very much for coming out early and seeing me here this morning. I know it's not easy to get up when it's minus whatever it was out there this morning. So thank you very much. Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate the support. We all at Caring Network appreciate the support of all of our churches. You really are tremendous. I'd like to start us off by scripture this morning. As I was getting ready to come here this morning, I was thinking about the scriptural basis for why we do what we do. And I'm going to turn to Proverbs 24, verses 11 and 12. And it says, "Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. But if you say, 'Behold, we did not know this,' does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it?" Rescue those who are being led away to death, to the slaughter. In Psalm 139, I think most of you probably know this, but God says in his word, "For you created my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Caring Network, who are we? We are a non-profit organization centered in the DuPage area. We reach out to men and women in crisis pregnancy, who are dealing with unplanned pregnancies, but also previous abortions. I just want to quickly explain the name change here. Some of you may know because you were perhaps at the banquet. We have a banquet every October. But the name change was in the works for quite some time. Way back in 1982, when Caring Network was known as CPS, Crisis Pregnancy Centers. We were just working out of a garage, can you believe it? There was a little telephone, and people were taking hotline calls out of a guy's garage. That was a long time ago. Since then, we've seen the place flourish. When I first started getting involved with Caring Network, it was called Crisis Pregnancy Services, and it was located in Westmont. And at that point, around 20 years ago, they decided to change their name to CareNet, Pregnancy Services of DuPage. And they did that because CareNet is who we are affiliated with. We were affiliated and are still affiliated with CareNet. That was great. It all worked very, very well until this lovely little thing called the internet. And then what happened was our clients, when they were seeking help, were going on the internet, and then they were finding information about, hey, we save babies, rah, rah, rah. And they were seeing information about our national organization, not CareNet, DuPage, hello, here we are, here's our offices. We really needed to change the message a little bit. So with much prayer and trepidation, I've got to add, there was a decision made. And the decision was to make our centers more user-friendly for our clients, so that and also the websites, so that when a client is Googling about abortion alternatives, she finds Avenue Women's Center. So whenever you're driving down Roosevelt Road in West Chicago or Glen Ellen, or if you're in Elmhurst or Naperville and you see signs saying Avenue Women's Center, that's us, guys, that's us. And we have five centers dotted around the DuPage area. So why Avenue? Well, it begins with A. Obviously, it's right there at the beginning of the alphabet. And we actually did a good survey and found that women found it non-threatening. It didn't have the word babies in it or pregnancy in it. It sounded very matter-of-fact. And our clients seem to really enjoy coming to our centers. They're getting the information they need. Now, Caring Network is the umbrella over Avenue and our Restore ministry. Restore is our post-abortion ministry, and I will talk more about that in a minute. So when you guys look us up and you look up Caring Network, our website is caringnetwork.com, you will see all the information you need to see about us without being told, hey, this is how you can help with your crisis pregnancy. So it's more geared toward our supporters, those of you who want to know what we're doing and why and how and what the latest news is. And when our clients type in pregnant help, they're going to be sent to Avenue and going to be given that information that they need. So that's what we're doing and why we've done it. I just want you to know that when our clients come to our centers, they really often do feel very frightened and alone, quite hopeless, in fact. And so our aim is to welcome these women with the love and support of Christ and see Him work in their hearts. Our counselors provide unconditional love, non-judgmental counseling, pregnancy testing, ultrasounds, resources, and referrals, along with emotional and spiritual support. So our skilled technicians in the ultrasound room and our counselors, they address the complex issues that compel a woman to seek an abortion. I've been asked to provide some statistics. So I just want you to know this is an amazing statistic, and even as an employee, it blows my mind. 3 out of 4 at-risk women who go into our centers thinking that they're going to abort, they will actually go on to choose life. 3 out of 4. Whereas statistically, if those women entered Planned Parenthood's offices first, only 8 out of 100 will decide to choose life and carry their baby to term. So as I said, Caring Network has 5 centers in the DuPage area, Wooddale, Glen Ellen, Naperville, Elmhurst, and Chicago. And on average, we see about 1,000 women. We serve about 1,000 women every single year. Those women who fear that they may be pregnant, sometimes they're not. And we also see women who have had abortions. So about 30% of those women who come into our offices are not pregnant. They think they are, but they're not. But this opens up a fantastic door to not only talk about abstinence with them and give them a clear view of what God's plan for a healthy, holy relationship might look like, but it opens up the door for great spiritual conversations where we, if the Lord willing, opens the door for us to talk about Christ to them. Many couples actually decide to choose to abstain after hearing our counselors speak. And this is great, great encouragement for us. For those who are pregnant, as I said, we do provide counseling, ultrasounds, and ongoing pregnancy support. And right now, I just want to, just popped into my head, for those who have even aborted, our counselors are pretty incredible. I'm going to quickly tell you a story that happened a few months ago. So I'm sat there, we have monthly meetings, and us admin staff get to hear the frontline stories from our counselors. And one of our counselors, Lindsay, pipes up that one of our clients actually recently aborted. And unfortunately, it didn't go so well. And the client actually contacted Lindsay and said, "I'm in hospital." And so Lindsay just packed up everything, went straight to the hospital, and was sat by her side and prayed with her. Now, no one else was there. None of her friends, none of her family, no one knew. But she was there. Now, I wonder, I really do wonder, if Planned Parenthood ever did that, you know, and sat by their side and helped them when things went wrong. It changes hearts. It changes minds. Those women quite often come to faith later on. I don't know about that one individual. I think that's a work in progress. But it's amazing to see the love that's still shown, even after the clients have done the unthinkable. So these women are, these beautiful women that God has called us to serve. You'll see in a minute a video that we're going to show, and you'll see the passion on our counselors' faces. It's pretty amazing. Getting back to those statistics, over the last several years, we have actually seen the numbers of abortions decline in the DuPage area. And unbelievably, the DuPage area has seen a dramatic decrease. Even though Illinois has decreased, DuPage has decreased with their abortion numbers 13% more than the surrounding areas. We know that over 500 people are alive today because of Caring Network. And we're looking to expand our ministry even further. So last year, we opened up West Chicago, and that office is thriving. This year, we're looking to open up another office in the Southeast DuPage area. I'd like to tell you some stories, because I can tell you stats all day long. But the stories are true. We've changed the names because obviously we don't want to cause a problem with our clients. We want to protect who they are. So I'd like to share this information with you. When Marion came to Caring Network, she was struggling to accept the news that she was pregnant. She was shocked, dismayed. This experience had brought her to a critical point in her life. She had had a previous abortion, and she was still saddened by that choice. However, she was overwhelmed by financial and medical concerns, and by working with her Caring Network counselor, she became more hopeful and committed to choosing life. Through Caring Network's information that they've been given, she found an insurance provider and a doctor, but also began to work on her previous abortion. Her counselor shared the love of Christ, which changed her life profoundly. Now, Marion is not only a Christian, but she has welcomed a baby boy into this world. She welcomed him with joy instead of sadness. And she told her counselor, "You pointed me in all the right directions. Thank you for being there when I needed someone." So ending a pregnancy can have a devastating impact on men and women. It's not just women. So Caring Network's fantastic Restore program provides biblical counseling and compassion to those who have chosen abortion in their past. The name is Restore because it restores hope and gives healing to those in need of counseling due to the negative impacts that abortion has had in their lives. Counselors lead a 16-week study. So that's what it is. It's a 16-week study, sometimes a one-on-one setting, sometimes in a group, perhaps two or three or four. And we see that many who have struggled with guilt and pain and shame are often set free, forgiven and healed by the grace and mercy of Christ. Some of our Restore counselors used to be clients themselves. You know what? It's really fantastic to see someone that you lead through a counseling session not only get it and come to faith in Christ, but then grow in their faith and become a Restore counselor. I have such a friend in our Restore group, and every time we see each other, it's just fantastic. Some of our, hang on a minute, statistically, one in four women in the church have had abortions. So I want you to think about that. One in four women in the churches have had an abortion and often feel isolated, shamed, unable to share their story with other people, fearing condemnation and rejection. So Restore provides that confidential and loving place that they've been longing for. And what I'd like to do is, because I can talk about Restore all day long, it's my passion, it's where I am at. And I'd like you to hear the story about Mary, if Mike can cue that up. She can tell it better than me. The last few clients that I've seen, every single one of them had eating disorders. Now, I don't have statistics. I'm not a clinical expert. I don't have a PhD in any of this. But I just find it very interesting that so many women who come through our doors have depression, eating disorders, addictions, suicidal thoughts. It's shocking, actually, to see the parallels and the similarities. And I've got to say that Restore is the best thing that I've seen out there in getting a woman healed, seeing her come to faith in Christ and seeing a transformation like you saw with Mary there. I also want to tell you a little story about Jackie. So Jackie came into Caring Network for a pregnancy test. She believed that she and her husband, Jacob, could never afford a baby. She was a student. Finances were very, very tight. Abortion simply felt like their only option. Well, Jackie's counselor offered practical help by assisting with an insurance application and connecting her to other needed resources in the community. Jackie learned that they could receive help, diapers, clothing, baby furniture, and more. And that made all the difference. Immediately, her fears turned to relief and joy. She and her husband did choose life. Because of Caring Network's extensive referrals and assistance, Jackie and Jacob were excited to welcome their child. You know, quite often we get accused of dragging babies alive into this world and then dumping the mums and ignoring the problem and ignoring the situation. That is not the case at Caring Network. There is a relationship that's built up with the client and us, and quite often, as I will explain in a minute, with churches as well through our Connections program. Many of our clients receive the help that they need and the encouragement that they need to choose life. Quite often, that's all they need. Sometimes they feel so alone and so abandoned by their own families or their significant other that really they just needed someone to listen, understand, and give them hope and tangible help when the baby comes. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about our counselors. Our counselors are tremendous women. I've known a lot of them from a distance as a volunteer over the last 20 years. The last year, they crazily brought me on staff. Why they did that, I have no idea. They did do this, and I did warn them up ahead. I said, you know, are you sure you know what you're getting? But they said, no, we want you. So coming on staff has given me a whole new concept of who these women are. These are tremendous ladies, and I feel completely honored to work with them. I sometimes don't feel worthy to be in the same room as them, and I know that sounds a little hyperbole, but I really am amazed at what they do. So, Mike, if you could play the counselor video, that would be great. The referrals that Caring Network give are extensive. They really are. And we have a fantastic relationship with Bethany Christian Services. They're an adoption agency, and we are just thrilled to work with them. They provide a superior service to our clients, a service that meets their needs. Our clients can choose. Adoption is much, much different than it used to be 20, 30, 40 years ago, where you would place your child for adoption. You'd never know what happened to that child. And now the client who comes into our offices who are perhaps leaning toward adoption, they can get to choose the birth mother, the birth father of their baby, and they can, working with that adoptive mother and father, you know what I'm trying to say here, they can choose that adoptive mother and father, and not only that, work with them to tailor an agreement that works for them. So, for example, if a client wants to see their baby once a year or once a week, or perhaps just get photographs of the baby as the child is growing, they can do that. And so they work out that ahead of time. It enables that client to know that she is still a part of that child's life, and that child doesn't feel abandoned. So it gives her a sense of peace that closed adoptions can't really give her in that same way. So we have a client story, our last video today, Mickey. And she, again, can talk about this a little bit better than I can without being tongue-tied. So thank you. Mickey. Caring Network is a pretty awesome place to work. So we equip baby banks with diapers. We see our clients coming into our Bridges program, which supplies them with the additional help that they need at parenting classes, clothing, diapers, wipes, baby clothes, furniture, you name it. Our Connections program, which is a program that enables our churches that support us to form relationships with our clients. Something that you may consider doing if any of you feel like, you know, hey, we can band together a bunch of women or men here. We can come around a woman who has just chosen to parent, throw her a baby shower, come around her, love on her, help her to grow in faith and support her. That's something that we would encourage you to do. My church, Wellspring Alliance in Wheaton, has just decided to do that, and they've come around a client and helping her in the early stages of parenting. Very quickly, I'm looking and conscious of the time. I just want to quickly let you know that, you know, we did used to have an abstinence program a few years ago. Unfortunately, funding precluded us from continuing with that. But there is a young lady called Tori Libby who runs the Teen Connection program, which is an abstinence program, and that goes around in the area and talks to schools and colleges and other places, talking to young people about abstinence. And if you want more information about that, I can give you her number afterward. I want to share just very quickly why I got involved with Caring Network. I started volunteering about 21 years ago, and there's a reason for that. Way back in the dark ages when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, back in 1991, it seems such a long time ago, I was walking around a Safeway store in England with a T-shirt on. I'd just gone to a short-term missions trip with my husband, and it said, "Jesus died for you," on my T-shirt. And I'm walking around grabbing my box of cereal from the store, and as I'm putting it into the cart, this woman came up to me. And this is no joke. This really happened, just the way I'm telling you. She came right up to me and without saying words, stuck her finger right in my chest, and it hurt. And she said, "How can you say that?" And I thought, what are you saying? I'm getting my cereal. I didn't say a word. And she said to me, "Well, how can you say that?" And I looked at my T-shirt and realized, oh, Jesus died for you. That's what she's talking about. I said, "Well, he did." She said, "You don't know what I did. I'm Catholic, and I know I can't be forgiven. I had an abortion 20 years ago." And I thought, what in the world is that? I don't know what abortion is, but it must be bad. If she's struggling 20 years, Ed, you know, 20 years on, she's still struggling with this? Oh, so I talked to her about Christ and how the Apostle Paul said that he was the worst of sinners, and because of that, you know, God showed him mercy so that we might have hope. And I shared with her the gospel in the Safeway store in those few minutes that I had with her. And then I never saw her again. But I tell you, that was life transforming for me, because I walked out of there and I thought, what in the world is this? So when we moved over and I was sat in a pew one day and I saw in our bulletin at church, oh, these are ways that you can get involved. And there was a thing about Caring Network. And I thought, you know what, I can pray, because it was asking for prayer warriors. And I thought, I can do that. I've got a brand new baby, but I can pray. So once a month I would go around the centers and I would pray in those centers for our counselors, for our staff. And from there, I wanted to get more involved when Alex, my son, got a little bit older. And I decided I wanted to be a Restore counselor. And Heidi, who is full of wisdom and still full of wisdom, she said, you know what, I think you need a bit more training. So why don't we train you to be a peer counselor and you can counsel women in crisis pregnancy? I thought, don't want to do that. And so she twisted my arm and I actually became a peer counselor for 2 years. After that, I was still being tugged toward Restore. I couldn't help it. And I said, you know, I really want to be trained to be a Restore counselor. And so they trained me up to do that. So since then, I've been a Restore counselor. I've been helping with the banquet each year as a house manager. And then in this last year on staff as a member of staff. So I can't get away. I thought I could sort of like distance myself and sort of get a rest. But, you know, I love this ministry so much. I adore it. I just can't do without it. And if you feel that you want to partner with us in any way, whether it's prayer warrior, whether it's driving to deliver baby bottles to our churches when we do baby bottle drives, whether it's as a handyman, we always need someone to help fix things around the office, or if it's someone in the admin, if you want to help with admin, you know, stuffing envelopes or whatever, we need you to come alongside us and support us. So if you feel that you would like to help us in any way, there's a volunteer sheet up there at the back that you can sign with your name and we can get in contact with you. For more information about volunteering or any other things that you have questions about, please go to our website, caringnetwork.com, and you will be able to find that information there. Alternatively, you can see me after the service. And I just want to thank you. I don't know. I think I've gone over my time. So thank you very much indeed for all your support. Do we have time for Q&A or no? Oh, we do. How much time do we have? 5 minutes. Does anyone have any questions for me right now? I'll do what I can to answer them. If not, then I'll let you guys get on with your day. Oh, no, they do have similar organisations throughout Britain and Europe. I don't know how extensive they are, but yes, they do. Any questions on adoption? Yes, sir. Could you repeat that again, sir? Oh, there's a microphone there.
The change between open and closed adoptions, what was the change in people's thinking from then till now?
I think because a closed adoption seems so final to the woman. I mean, so many women that I've ever spoken to about adoption, oh, well, I could never give up my baby. In other words, they're terrified at the thought of having their baby out there somewhere, not knowing what's happening in their life, not knowing whether they'll ever see them again, not knowing if that child is thriving, worrying if that child is going to think, oh, I was abandoned and my mummy never loved me. You know, so an open adoption enables that child to grow up not only with adoptive parents, but know that, hey, my birth mother really loved me so much that she's still a part of my life. And she's got to see me grow up so that they sort of become like an auntie in this child's life. It's a beautiful thing because then the mother can still see the progress and see the wonderful life that her child is now living. So I think it's the best thing ever. I really do. It's really a game changer, I think. So, sir, you had a question?
Yeah, you mentioned earlier about a decreasing rate of abortions. I guess I was just curious, are there any statistics that show an increase in the number of chemical abortions? And if that, do you see that that is something that could start sort of masking the abortion rate, and that because that's becoming more effective, I've heard that those stats aren't really counted as abortions, even though they are.
Yeah.
And so I was just curious if that...
You know, I actually don't have that information. I mean, I suppose there is a possibility of that, but we're seeing such a major decrease in the DuPage area. And Illinois is decreasing compared to other states in the country, which boggles my mind because it seems to be more of a liberal state. But I think the word is getting out. I think that lives are being changed. Women are, there's more information on the internet now, and people can see this isn't a blob of tissue anymore. This isn't just a single, you know, this just, it's not a tumor. This is a baby with hands and feet and arms and legs and ears and nose. And so I think that that information is changing the hearts as well. But it's a good point. I don't honestly have that information. I'm sorry. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
I was curious to know, and I'm not sure if you already mentioned this, but are there any locations within the inner city of Chicago?
Not for us, but there are other crisis pregnancy centers in, I think there's like Carries, and there's a number of different places that we've, and I think there's one called Waterleaf. There's a few out there that we know of and that we would refer to if somebody came from the Cook or phoned in from Cook County, and if they saw our information, we said, oh, you know, if you need help, we, you know, somewhere close to them. We'd much rather them go to somewhere close to them. And that's why we're expanding to the Southeast DuPage area, because, you know, if someone is less than 6 miles away from our centers, they're less likely to just walk straight into an abortion clinic. They're going to come in and listen to their alternatives first. Because as you saw with that client, it's final, it's final. Once you do it, it's it. And so many people want to have that information first. And also, we provide ultrasounds, which tells them how far they are along in their pregnancy. Quite often, they want that information because, you know, they're thinking, oh, well, you know, then I'll know how far along I am and what kind of procedure. Not realizing, well, when they see their baby, their hearts and minds are going to be changed. So it's an interesting thing. But, there are other places dotted all around the different counties in Illinois, yes. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am.
I don't know what a chemical abortion is. What is a chemical abortion? Well, is that the day after pill?
Well, you have different versions of abortion. I mean, you have the day after pill. You have RU486, which is a pill that's taken a few weeks after. It's not just a morning after pill, which can be reversed. We've actually had a woman that take, because they take one pill, and then at a certain time later, they take another one to complete the abortion. And if they get it quick enough, they can actually have a reversal. So quite often we've had a client who's been seeing our counselors. They come in and then they say, oh, you know, I took this pill. They tell our counselor, and our counselor says, when did you take it? Right. And they can get another, you know, medication that helps reverse that pill. And they've gone on to actually have a baby, which I find outstanding.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know. I had never heard of a chemical abortion.
Well, there are other saline and other. I don't really want to talk about the procedures. We can talk afterward, but I don't really want to sort of get into the nitty gritty of exactly what happens in the procedures and so on. But there are different, depending on the level of development in the, with the baby, there are different procedures that take place. We can talk afterward. Any other questions? Well, thank you very, very much for having me. I really appreciate it. There is a table at the back with some more information, pamphlets, and also some bulletin inserts, some cards. If you already had an abortion and you are looking to get help, or you know of a friend who has had an abortion, please grab a card at the back about Restore and give it to your friend, because we would love to be able to serve you as you help us. So thank you very much indeed.